he told her, John Henry had a wife, her name was Nellie. Said, I will take you any time, I'll take you any mind. Babe, I'll have to tell you, money will turn green. Lord knows I will have. That's right. I'm gonna have to tell you, money will turn green, baby. John Henry had a terrible time once. When John Henry had a little mountain, till the head of his hammer caught fire. He cried, pick him up, boy, won't y'all let him down again. I just want one cool drink of water before I die. Just one cool drink of water before I die. Lord knows I want one cool drink of water before I die. Baby, one cool drink of water. I want one cool drink of water before I die. John Henry went to the captain. Captain, you can give me my time. I can make more money on that CNO than I can on that IC line. Lord, Lord. I ain't gonna sing nothing. This time I'm gonna let this guitar tell you what John Henry can do.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Let's jump back into the music. Going back to the Schmilson album from Harry Nilsson, it's Gotta Get Up here on the Viva Lamach radio show.
Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah. We never thought it would end then. We never thought it would end. We used to carry on and drink and do the rock and roll. We never thought we'd get older. We never thought we'd grow cold. But now, gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun. Never even knew his name. He'd come to town and he would pound it for a couple of days, and then he'd sail across the bubbling waves, and those were happier days. But now, gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay.
Conversation and more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. Little more biting, a little less bark. Little less biting, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. Baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me. I work hard all day long to please you. Treat you just like a queen. When I come home, you're just running your mouth, baby. You ain't seen a doggone thing. Give me a little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fighting, a little less bark. A little less fighting, a little more bark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. Baby, satisfy me. I'm tired of talking. I'll get your sleeping clothes on. Let's start walking. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Don't procrastinate. Don't articulate. Woman, it's getting late. You just sit and wait around. Little less conversation. Satisfy me. Satisfy me.
Hey there, Viva Le Mocksters. I'm Mando Richard, encouraging you to enjoy whiskey before breakfast. Not literally. I don't want you getting DUIs. I mean, catch my WRCT radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on the 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Folk, bluegrass, country, blues, and lots more. Oh, don't let the Mocksters hit back fool you. He loves pedal steel guitar as much as he loves the theremin. From their second full-length album for CBS Records, Indigo Girls. Yeah, Indigo Girls wrapping up that set of music with Land of Canaan. Yeah, and I'm not ashamed to say I've seen the Indigo Girls quite a few times in my lifetime. First time I ever saw them was back in 1989. 1989, they were the opening act for REM on the first leg of the Green World Tour. Cobo Hall, Detroit, Michigan. Yep, I was there. Were you? Were you? Hey, before the Indigo Girls, Chet Atkins doing his cover of Yakety Sax, but he's on the guitar, so it's Yakety Axe. Speaking of Chet Atkins, he is my background music for the duration of this program. Played some Mac Davis in that set of music as well. Mac actually wrote that song, A Little Less Conversation. Elvis had a hit with it, which probably made Mac a whole bunch of money. But you know, Elvis always took writing credits. So if you wrote a song and he wanted to record it, he would get a writing credit with that song, which is the reason why Dolly Parton refused Colonel Tom Parker when Colonel Tom Parker asked if Elvis could record I Will Always Love You. She was like, no, it's my song. He didn't write it. He gets none of that. Oh, Miss Dolly. Who actually just celebrated a birthday recently, now that I think about that. I should play some Dolly. Let me throw some Dolly in the next set of music. How about I do that for you? Nilsson, Harry Nilsson started off the entire set from Schmilsson with Gotta Get Up. Yeah, you gotta get up. You gotta figure out what's going on. My name is Paul. I don't know what's going on. All I know is I've got the control of the music and the songs and the jabber-jocking here on the radio. And you've tuned in to torture yourself with it. Or maybe enjoy it. I don't know. I hope you enjoy it. I do. But I'm in a mood. I'm in a mood. I'm in a mood to learn how to play the banjo, but I think I should probably figure out how to play just a guitar or some sort of stringed instrument first, because the banjo seems pretty tough, but here's the chords.
Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river.
Something with lots of feeling, 'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Hey, hey.
Thank you. eyes that look like a heaven, and lips like a cherry wine. She can sure enough make my little light shine. I get funny feelings up and down my spine, 'cause I know that my Elvira's mine. Elvira, Elvira, my heart's on fire for Elvira. Giddy up, papa, papa, mau, mau. Giddy up, papa, papa, mau, mau. Hi, yo, silver away. Tonight I'm gonna meet her at Hungry House Cafe, and I'm gonna give her all the love I can. She's gonna jump and holler, 'cause I saved up $2, and we're gonna search and find that preacher man.
That, my friends, was the original version of the song Elvira, written by and recorded by Dallas Frazier back in 1965. You know, much like maybe even you, I always thought that was an Oak Ridge Boys song. No, the Oak Ridge Boys did a cover of the Dallas Frazier song and ended up becoming basically their signature song. They recorded it back in 1981, so that was 41 years ago now, but Dallas Frazier recently passed away, and wanted to just highlight something that he has done on my show in tribute to him. Dolly Parton, who recently celebrated a birthday, I kind of warned you. I said, hey, you know what? I'll throw some Dolly Parton in, and I went back to some of her poppier stuff with Here You Come Again. Why not? Why not? Got a chance to see Dolly when she was in town a few years back, and that was a phenomenal show. Then I played some Alabama. I played the band Alabama in my multiple decades being on the air. Never would have thought I would have played the band Alabama, but I realized, you know what? A, that song now is 40 years old. In fact, it's now this year celebrating its 40th anniversary, and B, why not? It's 40 years. Maybe I'll play it again in another 40 years. Then I played some Gourds, the Gourds doing their version of Tom Dooley, starting off that entire set. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I'm all over the board some days, aren't I not? I don't know. The train just keeps shifting lanes and tracks and gears and all that stuff, and I just hold on. You know, we got a show on this radio station called The Deep Blues Hour, but you know what's better than just an hour of classic and traditional blues music? About 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Yeah, join Steve each and every Monday from 8 until 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Got a little bluesy vibe going with the Cowboy Junkies doing their version of Walking After Midnight here on Viva La Mock. Thank you. from their debut record called Record Number One. That's the Mary Janes wrapping up that set of music with their version of What a Friend here on the Viva La Mach radio program. I really feel after that set, I should be speaking in a nice, soft, calming tone. But I'm the Mockster. We'll see what happens. I'm Mary Janes in there. So the Mary Janes, if you're unfamiliar, Mary Janes was the brainchild of singer Janice Hoyt, who cut her teeth as a member of the Vulgar Boatmen, who had a song called Mary Jane. That album, actually, that Record Number One, it came out in 1998. It was actually recorded by John Strome, who was a member of Antenna and the Blake Babies. And that's what I thought I'd tell you. Hey, before the Mary Janes, Kendra Smith in that set. Yeah, Kendra Smith from her Five Ways of Disappearing album doing the Richard and Mimi Farina song, Bold Marauder. Now, Richard and Mimi first put it out in 1965. Kendra, I should also make a side note, was an original member of the Dream Syndicate. She was. Also played some U2. Went back to the Unforgettable Fire because we recently celebrated Martin Luther King Day. Well, actually, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So I played MLK from U2. Diana Darby gave a song called Happy from her Fantasia Ball album, which I'm pretty sure is not a Pharrell cover. Pretty sure. In fact, they're a little different, but it's a great little song. In its own way, is it not? Cowboy Junkies started off the entire set with their version of Walkin' After Midnight from the Trinity Sessions. And I can tell you the story. Back when the MTV used to play the music videos, they played that Cowboy Junkies. It was probably on there. At the time, I think they called their alternative show Postmodern. I don't think it was 120 minutes yet, but it was one of those shows. I believe that's what they debuted the song on. But they debuted Cowboy Junkies' version of Sweet Jane. And a little mockster heard that, and he's like, I have got to get to the record store and buy this album. And that's what I did the very next day. Literally, that was the influence of MTV on someone like a little mini mockster. Heard stuff. I was just experiencing all this new music and exploring it and going out and buying it. Listening to all the songs, not just the hit singles. No, that's you go deep album cuts. And I'm fearful in the worlds of these streaming services and all that, that the kids are missing that these days. Those deep album cuts. I don't know. Maybe you know different. Anyway, we are approaching the top of the hour. I just get off on these tangents every once in a while. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mach, and as always, I am most appreciative when you decide to tune in and listen to this humble little radio program I put together for you each and every week. You can always reach out to me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if you've got a request for a song for a future show, a suggestion, a story to tell, whatever it is, let me know at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Hi, y'all. This is Sheridan Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Well, I ain't nothing but a sinner saved by grace. 'Cause Jesus loved me so very much that he took my place. But it should have been me up on that cross. And it should have been me who paid the cost. When I think about what he's done for me, it makes me want to shout.
Come here, Christchurch choir, tell them who I'm talking about.
Jesus.
He is the King of kings, he is the Lord of lords.
Jesus.
His words are sharper than the double-edged sword.
Jesus.
He's the Messiah, he's the hope of Israel.
Jesus.
He is more wonderful than the human tongue can tell.
Jesus.
The blind were made to see and the multitudes were fed.
Jesus.
He forgave the woman, raised old Lazarus from the dead.
Jesus.
He's knocking on your door, won't you let him in?
Jesus.
When you drink his water, you ain't ever gonna thirst again. You better listen to what the Spirit has to say. Cause when that final trumpet sounds, it's gonna be too late. It's the everlasting light. We're worthy in his sight. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright morning star. Don't try to clean your act up. You come just the way you are.
Jesus.
He keeps his promises. He'll never let you down.
Jesus.
He'll stand beside you when the tempter comes around.
Jesus.
He shed his precious blood that grafts us on the vine.
Jesus.
He healed the leper, turned the water into wine.
Jesus.
Walked on the water and rebuked the stormy wind.
Jesus.
Told Nicodemus, said you must be born again.
Jesus.
His yoke is easy and his words are always true.
Jesus.
Gave me a brand new heart, he'll do the same for you. Israel.
Jesus.
He is more wonderful than the human tongue can tell. God loved this world so very much. He gave his only son for us. He is my rock. I know he'll never change. He's coming for me, and Jesus is his name.
Session. The defender of the faith. The defender of the gates. Your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, and STNRadio.com. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul is what we've got going on tonight. And guys, we've done this for about the last 5-6 years. You know, we do a Halloween special, we do a Christmas special, and it's that time, this time of the year, it's time for the Easter special. Rock and roll, country, and soul songs about faith is what we got coming at you for the next 2.5 hours. We're going to have a great time tonight. If you've got a request that you want to get to me, song about faith, song that will fit into the Easter special, well, pick up your phone and call me at 412-268-9728. 412-268-9728. So this first hour of Courts and Sessions is brought to you by RemasterMedia.com, who joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? Well, RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. And there are even noise reduction features to help you take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com and make it sound amazing. RemasterMedia.com, our sponsor for this hour of Courts in Session. So we've got to start off the show with a song that put George Harrison of the Beatles in court. I don't care if people thought he copied it. I love it, and a whole lot of other people feel the same. Going back to 1970 from the All Things Must Pass album, this is My Sweet Lord.
Started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
There's a really interesting debate happening within my audience, within you fine folks. And the debate is it better or worse if Republicans, right-wingers, Trumpists, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Mike Lindell, and others, is it better or worse if they really believe Trump's lies and the lies being told by Republicans about the 2020 election or whatever, or if they don't believe them but repeat them anyway, which is worse in terms of what it means about them as people, about the American political landscape, about humanity, quite frankly. And the jumping off point for this debate was actually the story that I did yesterday, where we talked about a text message that was leaked from MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell to Donald Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. The text messages from shortly after the 2020 election. And it's a very long, the text message is almost as long as one of those CVS receipts, you know, 6-7 feet long. And in the text message, Mike Lindell at least appears to really believe Trump won. He's got the evidence. He's got the machines. He's got all the different stuff. And he texts Mark Meadows and says, we've got to keep fighting and let's do this and let's do that. So at least apparently it seemed to be sort of like the proof we were looking for to tell us that Mike Pillow is not just saying this stuff. He genuinely, sincerely, deeply believes it. And the video got close to 100,000 views in the first few hours. And it's a story of great interest to many of you. There's basically two perspectives here. One view is this text message proves that Mike Pillow really believes it and that this makes him, to quote one of our viewers, less psychotic. Because if it were true that Trump really won the election and it were stolen, right? Imagine that it were true that Biden stole it from Trump. If it were true, it would be logical that if you care about democracy, you would be doing everything you can to get the word out. You would be spending, if you're Mike Pillow and you have the money, you'd be spending your money to try to prove that indeed it was stolen and to try to overturn it. In other words, if Pillow and others didn't really believe the election was stolen, but they were out there saying it anyway, they would be truly depraved and dishonest. Whereas if they really believe it, but they're wrong, they're just wrong. They're less nutty in a sense. That's one perspective that people in the audience had. Now, the problem with really believing it is that it's absolutely horrifying that people could fall for something so obviously untrue. So it's disturbing and it's dystopian, but in a different way. Now, there's another perspective, and that perspective came through in some of the responses I got, which is, even though Mike Pillow did text this to Mark Meadows, it really still doesn't prove that Pillow is a believer. And the idea there was Pillow was knowingly planting stuff so that later, if it came out, it would look like he was a true believer. I actually find that sort of hard to believe, to be honest, having spoken to and interviewed Mike Pillow on the show. And we've been observing him now for, you know, a couple years since the start of the pandemic. I just don't think that that's how he operates. But it's theoretically possible. It's completely speculative. Now, there's another